you know, the immediate impact is we've got four people that have been laid off locally, as well as an intern and other people who have reduced hours. And there were a total of 20 laid off across all the offices of folks that had some or all of their time spent on the ATRA project. So it's very painful. I mean, especially this time of year when farmers are especially looking for our services. It's very, very hard for us to really be completely shut down with not very much notice. We sort of have, I guess, three strategies. The first is, of course, trying to see if there's any possibility of restoring the funding in the 2012 budget, which is now what they're immediately starting to work on. But as you know from the national news, that is going to be very, very tough, but not impossible. But you know, we just we don't have a lot of hope for that, but we're still going to pursue it because there's so many people that stepped up and said, you know, look, we need this program, and we just hope there can be the political will to make it possible for the project to continue. The second strategy is we're immediately seeking bridge funding, and that would be from donations or sponsors or anything that we can think of that would help get people back to work. And the third is really just turning to our clients and supporters and saying, you know, look, you've valued the service for this time. What ideas do you have for us, you know, being able to continue the program?